The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You can email us too. Sometimes I prefer you not. Okay, this happens every time. I was telling Craig this off the air. Earlier I said we're not the sharpest bulbs in the drawer. That's the joke. That is the joke. When you mix up the alliterate, you mix the metaphors.
You mix the metaphor
is the joke. Every time I do it, which is a lot. It's not original, but I do it all the time. I get an email. Thinks I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, John, this idiot.
There was one time you...
We're not the sharpest bulb in the drawer. Tyler, enough said. That's the joke. And I last week, I think I said we're not the brightest knife in the bulb. I did it another way, and I got an email then.
Hey, your Tyler said it was stupid.
Yeah, they didn't appreciate it.
You're stupid. You're stupid.
You mixed in two metaphors
I did,
there.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Today was three.
It was three.
The brightest bulb in the drawer. The sharpest knife in the drawer, the brightest bulb, or the sharpest knife in the...
I said sharpest bulb in the drawer, so I mixed up.
The shed, the bulb, and the drawer.
Yeah.
You got them all.
I'm pretty good at it. And by the way, they kind of just go off my head. I didn't even plan those things. But stop your emails. If you don't understand that's a joke, you're just stupid. I get one every time. And then, of course, this guy, another Jay. I guess he's a bunch of Jay, dumbass Jays checking in today. This guy says, hey, take your vitamin D, you dip S's. Yeah.
I do. I take my vitamin D.
Well, I'll tell you why.
I'm following this guy's advice, by the way.
Okay, but here's what he says.
But I think there should be more.
If you take that, you're fine and no need for mask.
He mentioned zinc. Yeah. I take the zinc, too.
He said no need for mask.
Well, I wear the mask, too.
He's a dumbass.
Man, this guy's.
An over-the-counter cure has been sitting in front of us this entire time?
And we just checked in with Jay. Of course, he goes on to say Biden
how frustrating.
Of course, remember, before you get all excited about Jay, he goes on in this whole string of emails. It is Biden's fault gas is high. And also the...
Even though Craig explained for 4 minutes why gas prices are going up.
And also the fake news about them attacking the Capitol yesterday. No, they protected the Capitol. The pussies didn't show up to do anything.
Did you see that picture of those people standing there waiting for it?
Were there really people waiting
for there? There was like two couples all just in their red hats looking around like, oh, man.
He goes into a – no, he's pissed off this morning. He must be off his meds this morning.
He forgot his vitamin D.
Because he goes in there basically about the mask or fake and, you know, he's just an idiot. Yeah.
Email here. You'll like this one.
Oh, and he hates – I get it.
I'm in the Army now.
Left-wing riots. Thanks for listening, by the way.
And we cannot opt out when it comes to the flu shot.
You're right.
Okay. It's required for everyone. As of right now, the COVID vaccine is optional.
Right.
Thank my Lord and Savior, the Reverend Craig Evans, that all will soon change.
Suck it, Jesus.
Anticipating some change there. I love my fellow brothers and sisters in arms, but the F-tards that are refusing it are part of the problem.
Yeah. They're a big part of the problem.
And the Army should send them all to a base in Texas. With the civilian, I won't say the word again, down there.
By the way, their hero in this situation got the vaccine. Trump and Melania got the vaccine in January. Now, they didn't say anything because they wanted to keep that narrative going where it's hoax. But they got it. So if your hero got it, go get it.
Why wouldn't they even just say that they did that? That would have helped.
You know why?
Because it would have helped.
It would have helped.
You said it, Nick.
It would have helped, and he was about to leave office, so he didn't want anything helping. Come on, Nick, that was a stupid question coming out of your mouth, because you knew the answer as you said it.
Even though...
It would have helped, but he didn't care.
It's still surprising.
He doesn't want to help. Now, with him, surprising. Any good news coming out of D.C. now, he wants not to be happening.
Yeah, he's not a pack-it-in, pack-it-out guy.
No.
Never has been.
Yeah, he ain't the sharpest bulb in your tree.
He doesn't like to leave the house cleaner.
Hey, you gotcha. Yeah.
He doesn't like to leave the campsite cleaner than when he got there.
No, he's like never been his dumping mission. The fire pit guy.
Exactly.
Let him know we were here.
He is dumping the fire pit guy. He took a 7-foot gimme yesterday. Rex Chapman tweeted out, and I retweeted it. And Rex, he's become my bud now. He retweeted us again yesterday. I don't care if you take a 6-foot mulligan, a 6-foot gimme, but you can't do that and write it on your scorecard, and you also can't do it and take somebody's money. And you know he does both. Trump's on the green. He walks up to the green, and it's from a distance, it's even a long-looking putt. So you know it's even longer in person. Eight feet maybe. He just hits it towards it. Give me a 4, whatever he said probably. And I'm thinking, no, no. Rick Riley wrote a whole book.
Commander on
how he cheats at golf and takes money for him, you know.
Well, that's the problem, because if you're lying on your score, whatever.
Right.
But if there's money at stake.
Oh, I don't give you a lie on your score. But if you're lying and you're bragging about it, I had a 5 there. No, you didn't. You had an 8.
The point of Riley's book is, you know, how you behave on the golf course. It's probably how you behave in real life.
What's it say when you don't keep score?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's fine.
Because I really don't.
You're never going to get anywhere.
I don't really keep score either.
No, that's fine.
I'm just out there.
That's
playing.
Fine. But he says he's a scratch golfer, and he's not. And
well,
he
I keep score for a little while. And then when the wheels come off, I stop keeping score.
That's fair.
Yeah. You know, I was 2 over after 6, and then I fell apart.
But I've played golf before. You start going through the shots at the end. You're like, well, that's 9, 10. You're like, yeah, why even write this down?
No, that's
11,
yeah. 12. That's completely different because
like,
you're
did
not.
Did I have to swing twice back there?
But you're also not playing. There's nothing worse than golfing with a guy who you're not. And you're both kind of hackers, but some guy you know had a 6, and he said, I had a 4. It just because then. No, you didn't.
No.
But right. But I've seen those kind of guys, and it just drives me crazy. He said, no, you didn't. Just say it was a 6. There's no money involved here. We both suck. Let's move on.
You could at least be honest about how much you suck.
Right. You're not the suckiest drawer in the sheet.
Oh, it's not, you messed that up, dude. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Was on this date in 1982.
You messed up, dude. That's exactly what they're thinking, Nick, when they typed that email out.
So wait, now.
You messed up, dude.
He slipped up, huh?
What's the third one? There's the drawer, and there's the shed.
And the bulb.
And the sharp.
There's the there's something about a crayon in a box, dude.
Is it the bulb in the shed?
No.
You're not the sharp. I don't even have the same right
sharp
anymore.
Sharp is tool in the shed.
The tool's in the shed.
In the shed.
The bulb is bright, and the knife is sharp in the drawer.
Yeah, those are the three.
And
he's... I always mix them all up.
And if you can juggle them,
right.
That's a brilliant comedy.
Yeah.
It's not brilliant, but it is comedy.
I think it's genius.
It's also what I meant to say, you idiot, as you're typing out. Got you, dude, every time I get
comedy is actually the lack of brilliance.
Every time I do it, I get an email that some dude caught me and thinks I'm an idiot.
Isn't there one of those about a crayon, too?
There might be more. Who knows?
I forget.
I don't know if it's the sharp, like the brightness of the crayon or the sharp.
I don't know.
The crayons are supposed to be sharp or what?
I don't know what prefaces the crayon.
I never paid much attention to those because I knew that I wasn't the sharpest or the brightest, whatever they were talking about. I probably didn't need to worry about it.
Well, if you Google it, it comes up either the brightest, the sharpest, or the biggest crayon in the box.
Okay.
Oh, I never heard that one.
So, okay, no, I haven't heard
that. I'm going to throw that in there. Yeah.
Brightest and sharpest are probably the two that are most heard.
Crayon box.
Well, some of the crayons aren't supposed to be bright.
Yeah, I'm
it takes everybody.
Biggest.
Some of just nonsensical stuff. I'm not the only crayon in your ass. I'm going to say that one. Okay. Nobody's going to go, what? I never heard that before. Well, that's an old one, man. That's an old one.
We say that back east.
It's not a crayon in my ass.
We say that back east.
You're one of those?
I will say that. Like Toast Machine. We say that back east. Nobody buys that. Toast Machine was always said back east. Somebody's listening back east saying,
no, the
we don't
girthiest say dildo up, on the nightstand.
Which one is that one over there?
Yeah.
You got me, though, dude. I screwed that one up.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Was on this date in 1982. Actor, comedian.
Oh, Belushi.
John Belushi.
Yeah.
Died of a drug overdose at the age of 33.
That was the first celebrity, with the exception of maybe Lennon, obviously, before that, a couple years, that I thought, well, that's how it hurts. Not knowing a man, and they die, you go, well, that sucks. For me, it was. It was Lennon before that, a couple years, and then, of course, it was Belushi.
His circle was surprised, too.
Yeah.
I remember reading a story about him where, I think it was like Dan Aykroyd and Lorne Michaels, when Saturday Night Live was just getting started, they'd all been out all night, and they like wake up and Belushi had just been, he's like doing cannonballs off of the diving board. He'd just been up all night swimming. They called him Albanian Oak. They thought he was like indestructible.
You know, there was if you see the new documentary on him, it's really good. I watched. Nice. It's the brand new one within the past 6-8 months. And it's got kind of cartoon drawings describing his career and with real footage and everything, but it's so amazing. And it was the one that they put together where all his buddies are talking in this.
Nice. Yeah.
What's that one called? The most recent?
Belushi.
Yes. Yeah. And what was
Showtime.
It? Showtime. Watch it. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't yet. It's still sitting in my DVR.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
There's so many great stories about that. I guess it's Saturday Night Live. He would go around to the offices and knock on the doors and be like, did I see you last night?
Yeah.
And if they said no, he'd move on. And if they said yes, he would apologize and just hand them money.
There was a few hack ones out there, but that one was the best. This most recent one is, I think it was also sanctioned by his family, and it's warts and all, but it's really good.
There's also the coldest.
Aykroyd's talking in it. You know, they're all current interviews, too. You know,
that's cool.
Coldest beer in the fridge. You can mix that into your metaphors.
Oh, yeah. Another buddy of ours texted me, a few sandwiches short of a picnic.
Yeah.
I've heard that one.
Oh, I'll have to throw that in there. Good got you, dude.
Well, yeah, and the fries short of the Happy Meal
and stuff like that. Dropping the Browns off at the pool, that's a good one.
No, that's
different.
Oh, that's a different one.
That's got nothing to do with
it. Oh, that's pooping.
Here come the emails. Right.
These are all metaphors about being dumb.
I'm just taunting this dude now. Yeah. It might even be the same guy that checks in every time. Got you, dude.
It's supposed to be about it. You're not smart, not pooping, dude.
Yeah, so he's not the biggest fry in the box.
Yeah. Well, Jay's obviously an idiot. I'll just go with that.
Right. You're not John Belushi.
Ready to go, Craig.
Yoko Ono Lennon.
Yeah, what about her?
Is re-releasing John Lennon's debut solo album as a box set. Now then, you know how these box sets turn out.
Yeah.
This one includes 159 songs, 80 of which have never been heard. A 132-page book that features lyrics, photos, and memorabilia.
80 of which haven't been heard?
Yeah. 80 of the almost 160. So almost half, or no, a little bit more than half.
Was his first solo album with the Plastic Ono Nuclear Band?
Plastic Ono Band.
Yeah.
I thought it was nuclear in there somewhere.
I don't recall that.
What's the name of this? What was the first album? What's it called right there?
You know, the name of it doesn't, it's not in this little thing that I have here.
Plastic Ono Band.
I don't
know
if it's just, okay. Yeah.
What was the single off that? What song we know from that?
It might have been Whatever Gets You Through the Night.
That might have been on the first or second album. Here's an alternative take, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. It's on that. He decided to sing it himself and not release that one.
Man, I would walk hundreds of miles to avoid that.
Yes, you would. Just to get away from that. The end's pretty odd, though.
I think this says the first single was Mother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mother. Yeah. Oh, I love that song. Love that song. Here's the alternative take. That'll stick in your head all day. Both those.
Coming out in the middle of April, you want to guess how much it's going to cost for 80 unheard John Lennon songs?
$100.
$500.
$200.
It's all vinyl?
$199.99.
Vinyl?
Oh, if it's vinyl, it's probably a grand.
135.
Okay.
Oh, it's not bad.
Not bad.
The songs must suck.
You're not going to listen to them. Yeah, there's a reason some things are called alternative takes sometimes. You go, oh, that's, that sucked.
No wonder they didn't use that
one. Right. I heard that
the other one is much better.
Yeah.
When they finished it initially, they said, don't release that.
Right.
Yeah, I got that Wildflowers box set, and you'll listen to it. It's okay. It's a different version, but there's a reason they put that, or they released one of them.
Exactly.
It was the best one.
The best one, right.
I like the second disc that they put out with that, because it was all unheard songs.
Oh, yeah. There's one that was entirely stuff you hadn't heard before.
Yeah, okay. but it was, and it was supposed to be the second of the double album originally.
Right, because
he didn't think it was good enough to put out, right? That's what he said.
It was a price thing. He didn't want to charge his fans $19.99 for two albums, so he figured. Yeah, he was all about keeping the album prices down.
Yeah, he was.
There were still good songs on that record.
This is one of them. Hope your alarm's going off to that. Can you imagine that? If your alarm goes off at 7:16 Central.
That makes me cringe the same way it does when I'm like pulling something out of the freezer and the ice all scrapes along the side.
I don't have that issue.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother
That's
you,
okay.
Greg?
It's okay.
The stuff coming out of the freezer like that.
Oh.
You got other ones, Craig.
Yes. Me, and then like styrofoam on styrofoam bugs me as well.
That doesn't affect me adversely either, for whatever reason.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sarah Silverman's joke about Paris Hilton apparently affected her adversely.
When was the joke told?
Sarah or Paris?
Yes.
When was
in
it?
07.
Okay. What was Sarah Silverman?
This was at the MTV Music Awards.
She's very funny and pretty harsh. What'd she say?
There was a joke that in 07 at the MTV Music Awards about Paris's time in jail for a DUI. And
what was the joke?
Paris talked about the joke on her podcast. This is Paris talking about how hurt she was at the time. Sarah Silverman responded on her own podcast, saying that she later felt awful about the mean joke because she saw the look on Hilton's face at the time.
Oh, she was in the crowd.
And she sent Hilton an apology note a few days later, and apparently Paris never got it. So Sarah Silverman has now apologized again, talking about how she's grown since then.
What's the joke?
Hilton then accepted the apology and said it really meant a lot.
What was the joke?
Apparently it's this.
Okay.
While hosting the show, apparently Sarah Silverman told the audience that the guards at the jail where Paris Hilton was spending time were going to paint the bars to look like penises to make Hilton more comfortable, and then talked about Paris breaking her teeth.
Didn't exactly kill. Not in this room, anyway.
No, I didn't. Yeah,
well, keep in mind, we did not, tell it in the same way.
No, no.
On purpose.
Your delivery was not the same as Sarah's was.
Well, she's hotter than Craig.
It doesn't really even seem that harsh.
No, yeah. I don't think it seems that harsh either, because obviously that was right after Paris Hilton had the sex tape was released, right? Probably.
It was several years after.
Yeah. And then the whole, I'm just a billionaire heiress out here trying to make it on my own. Right. Take it easy on me.
Right.
Okay.
There was a list on Twitter the other day of the worst celebrity podcasts, and I think Paris was right up there. I've never hated Paris Hilton.
Well, one thing I do like about her now over the past 10 years is she doesn't do public stuff anymore. I mean, podcasts is obviously something that she's doing now, but she went back into regular life and said, I'm done with that.
She seems to found whatever bit of humility someone in her situation can.
Well, it's real tough to do with all the billions of dollars, isn't it, Nick?
Pandemic made it hard to be a socialite, too.
That's true.
Is she still a DJ?
Oh, I don't know that.
No, I think she's not. I don't think she's partying doing that kind of stuff anymore. My favorite thing about her was her name was Paris Hilton, but she wouldn't have been caught dead staying at a Hilton because she was a zillionaire. She didn't stay at Hilton's.
Yeah. All right. Ryan on the email is scolding us about.
What?
Get your sayings, your metaphors right. This is not rocket surgery.
Oh, I got you, dude.
Yeah. See, yeah. He mixed up his metaphors.
Yeah. I see what he did there.
Dummy.
Wayne checking in, too. Right. I don't mind the metaphor mashups, but please, the Yoko Ono clip. Come on. She's not in good health, right? A lot of people have her on the Deadpool, correct?
Yeah. A lot of people do have her. Yoko.
Yoko, okay. Yeah. I thought that Paris Hilton was
unhealthy. No.
Hate to hear that.
Yoko's in bad shape.
No, yeah, I think she's like wheelchair bound, and she's
on
a good
many
pick.
People's lists, not
is
just
she?
Draft board.
Yeah.
But she's going to run for Senate in Iowa again, right?
Yes, she is.
Yoko.
Okay.
Now I'm just going to
She's got one more term in her.
Now I'm going to mix up stories to piss people off. That's Grassley, you idiot.
Is it?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.